Today's daf is Menachas Daf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So the topic of today's daf, and really the next several dafin, are the halachos of pigel. So pigel is one of the most prominently featured sugyas in Masechtas Balchim. It's daf after daf, sugya after sugya, lumdus after lumdus, nice maramakim after nice maramakim. So obviously it's going to be impossible for us to review and chazer all the sugyas that we learned together in Masechtas Vachim, but just a tiny bit of an introduction before the daf. And then at the end of the daf will be mashlim, a little bit of the introduction as well. And of course, ve'im bis medrash b'loi chiddush. So what's pigel? The halacha is that a kohen, while he's doing the avodah, had to make sure that his machshavos were pure. If a kohen would have certain machshavos, it would render the carbon pasul. One of those machshavos is a machshavos pigel. And a machshavos pigel comes in two shapes and sizes. It's what's referred to throughout Shas as a machshava of chutz lizmanai or machshava of chutz lemkoyim. Chutz lizmanai, the kohen, while he's doing an avoida, whether it's shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, or zrika, any one of the dalet avoida sadam, in the context of zvachim, thinks that he is going to do something else, another avoida, or another integral part of the hava of this carbon, chutz lizmanai, beyond the time that he's supposed to do it. So for example, every carbon had basar, that was nechel, with the exception of the carbon oil. Kachim kadoshim was nechel yom v'layla. Kachim kalim was nechel l'shnei yom v'layla achas. If a kohen would think while he's doing shchita kabbalah ilachas rika that he's going to eat the basar of kachim kadoshim, such as a chatas or an asham, beyond the yom v'layla, it's Sunday and he's thinking he's going to eat it on Tuesday. In other words, he's thinking that he's going to eat it chutz l'zmanet. That would make the carbon pigel. Another example of a machshavas pigel is chutz l'mkaymet, where a kohen, again, is doing one of the dalet avodas adam, shchita kabbalah ilacha azrika, and he has in mind while he's doing the avodah that he's going to do another avodah or something else that's integral to this carbon, not chutz l'zmanet, but rather chutz l'mkaymet. So different parts of the carbon had certain mekaymos where they had to be done. For example, achilas kachi kadashim had to be eaten toicha klum. It had to be eaten within the azara. You weren't allowed to eat it outside the azara. So if the kohen is doing shchita and he has in mind that when it comes time to eat the basar of this asham, he's going to eat it chosam kaima. He's going to eat it in his house, which is outside the chaymas of the azara. That would be a machshava of chosam kaima. So if somebody does the avoida, Shchita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika, one of the Dalet Avodas Adam, and he has in mind to do something integral to the carbon, either Chutz L'Zmanai or Chutz L'Mkaymai, it would render the carbon pigel. Stating that, there's a very important difference between a Machshava of Chutz L'Zmanai and a Machshava of Chutz L'Mkaymai. If the Machshava was Chutz L'Zmanai, it's much more chum. Not only is the carbon possible, meaning you have to dispose of the carbon the way you dispose of any carbon that's possible and start all over again with a brand new animal, but if somebody would eat from the meat, the flesh of this carbon, he'd be chayiv karas. Very chum. So there's a chi of karas associated with the machsheves pigel of chutz lizmanai. If the machsheva was chutz lemkaymai, the carbon's pasul, just like it was when the machsheva was chutz lizmanai. However, if somebody would eat from the basar of a carbon that had a machsheves pigel of chutz lemkaymai, he would not be chayiv karas. And that's why sometimes you'll find in Shas that the Gemara will only refer to chutz lizmanai as pigel, and chutz lemkaymai is pasul ve'im by karas. But in reality, Chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai are two se'ifei katan in the parish of pigel. The parish of pigel is mentioned twice in the Torah, and they both suggest beremiza that it's referring to chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai, but at the same time, it's the chorus of the parish of pigel, which is clearly stated in the parish, that's referring only to chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai, and that's where the nafkamina that you find in Shas is between the chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai. They're both pigel. But as far as the chi of karis on the achilas basar of this carbon goes, that relates only to chutz lizmanai. That does not relate to chutz lemkaymai. So what exactly is a machshavas pigel? In the context of zvachim, it can happen in one of four ways. So a kohen is doing either shchita kabbalah ilachas rika. He has a mind to do something chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai. What's that something? So either he had a mind to eat the basar, chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai. He had a mind to be makta de emurim, the chelik that was nechal gvaya, chutz lizmanai, chutz lemkaymai. He had a mind to do the shvichas ashiraya, Kayim, Chutz Lazmani, Chutz Lamkayimai, or he had a mind to do the Zrika, Chutz Lazmani, Chutz Lamkayimai. When we learned Masech Tzvachim on Daf Yud Gimel, we spoke out a lot of brisker raid, Reb Chaim, the brisker Rav from Yeshua. We ran the gamut as far as brisker raid goes, and we mentioned the Shitas HaRishonim in Masech Tzchulin from all places that suggests that it could be if somebody would be Mechashev to do the Kabbalah, Chutz Lazmani, Chutz Lamkayimai, maybe that would be a Machshavas Pigel as well. That's a very big Chiddush, although many Rishonim say it in Masech Tzchulin, but when you learn Zvachim and Achis, it's certainly a big Kiddush. But the bottom line is, in the context of Zvachim, the Machsheves Pigel happens in one of four ways. Achilas Basar, Haktaras Emurim, Shvicha Shirayim, and Zrikas Hadam. What about in the context of Menachas? We're learning Mesachtes Menachas right now. So that's the first halacha of this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Hakoy Mitzes HaMincha, meaning just like there's an idea of Pigel when it comes to Zvachim, there's an idea of Pigel when it comes to Menachas. There's Dalet Avoidus that were done with every Korban Mincha that mirrored the Dalet Avoidus Hadam. And just like the first Mishnah discussed, if somebody would have a Machshav of Shalei Lishma while he's doing one of the Dalet Avoidus of the Mincha, it would be a problem. Sometimes it would even be possible. The same is going to be true with regards to the mincha. But when you're dealing with the mincha, the type of machshava is going to be different. It's going to adapt to the physical nature of the mincha. What is the machshava's pigel? If the kohen had a mind while he was doing kmitza, but we'll see later in the Mishnah, it's lav dafka kmitza. We're just picking kmitza because it's the first of the dalet avodas. So he had a mind to eat the shirayim of the mincha bachotz, meaning chutzlam koimoi, oy kezayis mishayareo bachotz, or not to eat the entire shirayim bachotz, but only a kizayis of the shirayim bachotz. Lahakdu kumtza bachotz, he had a mind to be makdu the kaimitz bachotz, or a kizayis mi kumtza bachotz, or a kizayis of the kaimitz bachotz, or lahakdu levayin asa bachotz, or he had a mind to be makdu the levayin bachotz, posel the aim by kar, lechel shereo lemachar, if he had a mind to eat the shirayim, not bachotz, meaning not chutz lemkaimai, but lemachar, which is also chutz. But chutz lezmanoi, oy kizayis mishareh lamach. Or he had a mind to eat only a kizayis of the shirayim chutz lezmanoi. Lahakdi kumtza lamachar. To be makdu the kaimis chutz lezmanoi. Oy kizayis mikumtza lamachar. Oy lahakdi levayna asa lamachar. Or to be makdu the levayna lamachar. There the halach is pigel v'chayav in all of kar. So the Mishnah mentions a case of chutz lezmanoi and chutz lemkaimoi in the context of menachis. Chutz lezmanoi is pigel v'chayav in all of karis. Chutz lemkaimoi is only posel v'ein by karis. Of course, it's also pigel, but it's not pigel in the karis sense. It's only pasul vein bekaris. And the Mishnah gives three examples of how you can have a machshev as pigel when it comes to menachas. Either you had a mind to eat the shirayim chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaimai. You had a mind to be makter the kaimitz chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaimai. You had a mind to be makter the levayna chutz lezmanei chutz lemkaimai. Zok the Mishnah zeh haklal kol hakaimitz. If somebody does kmita oy noisim bekli, which is the equivalent of kabbalah hamoylech, or if he does hilacha with the mincha hamakter, or he does the haktara, which is the equivalent of the zrika lechol davish adarki lechol, and he had a mind to eat a davish adarki lechol ulahakter davish adarki lechol, he had a mind to be makter davish adarki lechol chutz lemkaimai pasul vein bekaris chutz lezmanai pigel v'chayav in all of karis. So this zehaklal is really a summation of the first part of the Mishnah. Ubavad, stating that, says the Mishnah, the only time there's halacha of pigel is if Yakriv Hamater Kimitzvase. This is one of the important Yesoidas that we know already from Masech Tzvachim. Meaning, the only time you could have a Machshavas Pigel, and this is important, is if without the Machshavas Pigel, the carbon would otherwise be kosher. So if you have a carbon that's glat kosher, has the best hashgacha in the world, the only issue is that there was a Machshavas Pigel of Chutz Lizmanoi, that's where you have the halacha of Pigel v'chayav in all of cars. But let's say this carbon that was brought, in addition to the Machshav of Chutz Lizmanoi, had another issue with the carbon. There was also a machshav of chutzlum kaimai in one of the other avodas. There was a machshav of shloi lishma in one of the other avodas, like the Mishnah is going to explain. So the yud halach is that even though there was a machshav of chutzlum zmanai, and ordinarily a machshav of chutzlum zmanai, in addition to making the carbon pasul, also says that if somebody eats the basar, he's going to be chayv karis. That halach is not going to be true. That's what's known as ubilvad sheyakriv hamater kimitzvasei. It's an oxymoron. You're not being makriv the mater kimitzvasei. By definition, we're establishing the carbon as pigel, which means it wasn't. What it means is, lule, take away the machsheves pigul, it would have been kemitzvah. But if not, if there's another issue with this carbon, the halacha is it won't be pigul. Keitza carbon matik mitzvah. So he comes at b'shtika. If the kohen did kemitzah b'shtika, he was quiet. By the way, this lashon of comats b'shtika sounds a little bit like machsheves pigul is not machshava. It's deeper. Like Rashi says menachas daf beis amid beis. Like Rashi says m'sachim daf samach gimel. Like Tosfos says in bava mitziyah daf mem gimel. Like one side in Tosfos on daf beis amid aleph and masach tizvachim. But like it's mavur and rishonim throughout. Not like the Mishul Melech Stik in the Rambam, but again, comments b'shtika in contrast to a machshavas pigul. Comments b'shtika if the kmitzah was not without a machshavas pigul, nasam b'kli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzas manoi, and then he did either the kabbalah hoylacha or haktara chutzas manoi. Oh, should comments chutzas manoi or the kmitzah was not chutzas manoi, and then nasam b'kli v'hoylich v'hikta b'shtika. Oh, should comments v'nasam b'kli. Or if all of the avodas were done chutzas mani, is that a shakar v'matik mitzvah? Because the only thing wrong with this carbon is the machshav of chutzas mani. But if you take away the machshav of chutzas mani, there's a good carbon. That's why it's considered karv v'matik mitzvah. And it's over here that you have the halacha that the carbon is going to be pig of a chayav and all of karts. Ketzad loy karv v'matik mitzvah and comments chutzlim koymoy. If the kmitzah was done chutzlim koymoy, not chutzas mani, chutzlim koymoy, which although that is pigal, but not in the karas sense. It's possible the aim by karas. So kamatz chutzlim koymoy, and then nasam bikli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzlas manoi. Oishe kamatz chutzlas manoi, or the kmitzah was on chutzlas manoi, and then nasam bikli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzlim koymoy. Oishe kamatz nasam bikli v'hoylich v'hikta chutzlim koymoy, and then one of the avoidus there was a machshav of chutzlas manoi. Zeu shaloi karv matik mitzvasei. Because in these cases, in addition to the machshav of chutzlas manoi, there's also a machshav of chutzlim koymoy. And once there's also a machshav of chutzlim koymoy, it means that if you take away the chutzlas manoi, this is not a kosher carbon. Thus, it's not considered that it was karev hamater kimitzvasei. If it wasn't karev hamater kimitzvasei, so the halacha is it's not going to be pigel. Another example of loy karv matik mitzvasei gishmak minchas chayte minchas kan. If it was a minchas chayte, minchas kanoish, kimson shalei lishma, where the kmitza was on shalei lishma, and then afterwards nasam bekli, you did the kabbalah or vahaylech dahilacha or vehikta the aktara chutzlas manoi, oish shekamatz chutzlas manoi, nasam bekli vahaylech vehikta shalei lishma, oish shekamatz v'nasam bekli vahaylech vehikta shalei lishma, and also there was machshav of chutzlas manoi, zel shalei karva matam mitzvasei. That's another example of loy karva matam mitzvasei, because being that the minchas chayte, minchas kanoish, that's the first mishnah in the mesechta, shalei lishma is pasul. It's not kosher. It's actually possible. So it comes out the carbon again was possible even without the machsheves pigul. If the carbon was possible even without the machsheves pigul, it's loy karev amatik mitzvasei. That's the rule. If it's loy karev amatik mitzvasei, it's not going to be pigul. It's going to be possible because it's manavshach possible. It has two psulim now. But from a pigul, the chayavin al of karis standpoint, there's not going to be a chi of karis if somebody eats from the basar of this carbon. What happens if a kohen did one avoida and he had two machshavos in the same avoid? So he had a mind while he was doing the shechita, lechol kizayis b'chutz, and then he thought kizayis l'macha. So first it was chutz l'mkoymai, that's what chutz means, and then it was l'macha, which is chutz l'zmani, or kizayis l'macha, kizayis b'chutz, or it was in the reverse order. First he thought chutz l'zmani, then he thought chutz l'mkoymai, or it was kichatz, kizayis b'chutz, kichatz, kizayis l'macha, kichatz, kizayis l'macha, kichatz, kizayis b'chutz. We'll see that the sheer pigle, I mean, it's clear from this Mishnah, is kizayis, right? Just like shiuri achila b'kizayis, so too the sheer of how much machshava you have to have, and your machshava is pigul is kizayis as well. But the bottom line is, in all of the aforementioned cases, is possible by karas. And the reason again is because it's like karva matik mitzvasai. Because although you had a machshav of chutzlas mana, you also had a machshav of chutzlam kaima. And the machshav of chutzlam kaima, even though it's a machshava spigul, could make it a loy karav amaktik mitzvasei klapi the machshav of chutzlas man. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and this Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned in great detail in Masech Tzvachim. One of the most difficult daf in Masech Tzvachim was the Gemara's in-depth analysis of Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara does not chazer it over here. But Rabbi Yehuda zeh akal im machsheves hazman kodmal machsheves hamakom pigul v'chayon olav karas. If the machsheves hazman came first, then it's going to be pigul. Im machsheves hamakom kodmal machsheves hazman possibly mekaras. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only time it's true this initial like karva matik mitzvasai is if first you had the other machshav and then you'd have the machsheves pigul. But if first you would have the machsheves pigul of chutzlas manei, and then afterwards, you would have the machshava of chutzlam kaimoy or shalei lishma by a minchas kanois and minchas chayte. If it was only afterwards that the issue that made a lekarif kametzvasi came about, over there it's not going to be a problem. Chomer mezev is a possible mekaras. Doesn't matter which one happened first. It doesn't matter if first you had the chutzlas manoi or afterwards you had the chutzlas manoi. As long as it's loy karif amatik mitzvasi, that's going to be enough to tell me that this carbon is not going to be a carbon pig. It's going to be possible, of course. But at the same time, as far as pigul b'chayav and olav karis, for that you need that dalmine, the machshev is pigul, the machshev of chusas manai, it has to otherwise be a perfect carbon. Incidentally, this Mishnah is verbatim a Mishnah Masech Zvachim. Over there, the Mishnah mentioned in the context of Zvachim. Over here, the Mishnah mentioned it in the context of Menachos. But there's one yesod that we have to take out of this Mishnah as we segue into a very difficult Gemara. Difficult as far as Lumdus goes, we'll of course do what we do, but not an easy Gemara. And that is, you know what that is, that the Mishnah, it's before, that in order for a carbon to be pigal, you need karav hamatik mitzvasa. So what does that mean? That means that a kohen was doing the avodah and he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanai. And because of the machshava of chutz l'zmanai, this carbon doesn't just become possible; it becomes a chayvei krisus. It becomes chametz on Pesach. It becomes eating on Yom Kippur. It ratchets it up many, many levels in terms of what now happens to this carbon. In order for a carbon to have the status of pigul from a chayvei krisus standpoint, you need karav hamatik mitzvasa. You know what that means in English? You have to do a kosher shechita, a kosher kabbalah, a kosher ha'ilach, and a kosher azrika. Now, it's not kosher because it's pigul, but take away the pigul, it has to otherwise, emphasis on otherwise, be a kosher carbon. So you'd have to do dalar avayis. In order to get ritz, if somebody's chayv chattis, he brings his carbon, gives it to the kohen, the kohen's going to be makriv the chattis for him, he needs to do dalat kasher avodas in order for this person to get ritz. Otherwise, he's going to have to bring another carbon. If someone brings an oilas nedava, in order to fulfill his nedava, the kohen would have to do dalat kasher avodas. You always need four kasher avodas to establish the kashrus, the olu lebailam l'shem chayva of this carbon. The same is true in the world of pigul. In order for a carbon to be established as pigul, you need dalit kosher avodas. You need a shechita kabbalah hilachas rika. In the context of a mincha, that's what we're learning now. You need a kmitza, you need a kabbalah hilacha and a haktar. And if you don't have the dalit avodas, you're not going to have a machshavas pigal. Fascinating idea. That means if a kohen does shechita with a machshavah chutzas manoi, unless he continues doing the avodas, he does kabbalah hilachas rika, the carbon will not be established as pigal. Put in different words, that means that Zrika, which we always say, has two functions. Zrika is the meratza, it's the mechaper. That's the ikur tachlis of the Zrika. Zrika was always mat. Zrika was also mat basal achila, was mat de emurim on the mizbeach. In the context of a mincha, the kaimitz, which is the equivalent thereof of the Zrika, was mat de shirayim. The aktara of the bezichei levoin, in the context of the mincha of the lechem aponim, was mat de lechem aponim lachila. So Zrika is the mechaper. That's one power that Zrika has. Another power, another kayach of Zrika is the fact that it's matter. A very shver Rashi, Sisri Tayr, that we spoke at the end of Daf Tesam and Aleph, where Rashi seems to suggest here in Menachos that the ikar of the Zrika is the fact that it's matter. Sisri Tayr. But the point is that Zrika, we always say, has two functions. There are two things it can accomplish. There's really a third thing. I mean, it's part of the same thing, but just to bring out the point, there's a third thing. Zrika is koveya pigul as well. And in order for a carbon to be pigul, you need a kosher zrika. Again, it's an oxymoron. What does it mean, a kosher zrika? The carbon's possible. How could it be a kosher zrika? But daumine the pigul. You need a zrika. Zrika has a kayach to establish pigul. So if zrika was going to sit down and put together a resume of what it's able to do, I'm mechaper, I'm mater, I'm also koveya pigul. There's a parish of pigul, it's a chayvei krisus. This is a real chalois. There's a chalois chayvei krisus on this shtick flesh. You need me. Without zrika, you can't do it. So zrika's koveya, the chalois shein pigul. Another thing that Zrika does, and again, this is really part of the aforementioned, is Zrika's moitzi midei me'iva. We know that kachi kadashim are subject to me'ila. If somebody benefits, if somebody takes a dover kodesh and he uses it b'derech chayil, he's a ma'il behekdesh. If somebody's ma'il behekdesh, he is chayiv to bring a carbon asham, as long as he does a b'shoigig, it's one of the five ashamis or six ashamis. It's known as the asham me'ila. But the point is, it's a concept of me'ila. And mi'ila is true for all kachim, but more accurately, kache kadashim. So when does basar kache kadashim become not subject anymore to the laws of mi'ila? That's after zrika. So essentially, if you really want to spell it out, zrika does four things. Zrika is the mechaper, zrika is the mater, zrika is koveya pigul, zrika also has an ability Zrika also has an ability to be Maitzi Midei Me'ilah, because Basar Katshe Kadashim is going to be subject to the laws of Me'ilah, but once you do Zrika, it's not going to be subject to the laws of Me'ilah. So you're going to tell me that's not a Chiddush, because if Zrika is Matter, obviously it's Maitzi Midei Me'ilah. Stating that, let's learn the Gemara together. According to the Mandam that holds Shirai in Shechasru Ben Kmitza Lahaktara, Makter Koimitz Aleim, who's this Manda Omer? The Maseres Hashas says, Lil Daf Tasamanath. It was Machlaikis Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish argued, what would happen if the Shiyari HaMincha became Chaser between the Kmitza and the Haktara? Could you be Makter the Koimitz, or could you not be Makter the Koimitz? Now the truth is a Machlaikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, if the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha were Nevad or Nisraf or Nit Malagami, well, you don't have them anymore at all. Could you be Makter the Koimitz? Could you not be Makter the Koimitz? Rabbi Eliezer says he could, Rabbi Yeshua says he can. And the Gemara said, Ladivri Rabbi Eliezer, they were never arguing Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. The Machlaikis HaMayurayim of Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish was Aliba the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if it's chaser, if you lose completely the shirayim, it's not okay. What if you didn't lose it? It was only chaser. So Rabbi Yochanan said it's okay. You can be makta the koimitz. Rish Lakish said you can't be makta the koimitz. So this ibaya in the Gemara, the backdrop of the rest of the daf, is ledivrei oimesh shirayim shechasru ben kmitza laktaru makta koimitz aleihem. And again, who's that? That's Rabbi Yochanan aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. The kaimavam, but stating that the maskon of the Gemara daf tes was the oisan shirayim masru machilo, that even though it's true you can be makta the koimitz, but those shirayim that are left over are going to be asav achila, which is a chiddush, because ordinarily the haktara of the koimitz did two things. Number one, it gave the baal hakarbin the ritzu that he needed. Number two, it was matter. It was also matter the shirayim lachila. But the Gemara came out that even Rabbi Yochanan that said alibid Rabbi Yeshua shirayim shachasru and kimitz lahaktara, it's okay to be matter the koimitz, but it's only okay in the ritzu sense. But as far as being matter the shirayim that you do have bachila, that's not something you're going to be able to do. So what's the Gemara shayla? Ma'u detani lehaktara lemikve inu bepigol. What would be if the koyin had a machshavas pigol while he was bringing the Karban Mincha, and then in between the Kmitza and the Haktara, this is all coming together. In between the Kmitza and the Haktara, it was Chasa the Shirayim. And now he goes ahead and he's being Makta the Shirayim. Is the Haktara a good Haktara, or is it not a good Haktara? L'may nafkamina, do I have a Machshavas Pigel? Do I have a Karban Pigel Shechayav and all of Kars? Because in order to have a Karban Pigel, you need a Bavachiyata Akrivamatik and Mitzvasa. Which in the context of a Mincha means you'd have to do a Kasher Haktara. The question is, being that this Haktara doesn't have a koyach to be matah de shirayim lachilo, maybe it doesn't have a koyach to be kevei pigul either. It has a koyach to do the first thing that the Haktara is supposed to do. It's supposed to be merata, it has a koyach to be merata. It doesn't have a koyach to do the second thing it's supposed to do, to be matah de shirayim lachilo. What about the third thing, right? We added the third thing to the resume of Haktara, the resume of Zrika, which was that it has an ability to be kevei pigul. So I could do number one, maybe I could do number three. I can't do number two, maybe I can't do number three. That's essentially the shayla of the Gemara. And it continued. What about number four on our list, which is lafkinu midei me'ilo? Could this haktara be moitzi midei me'ilo or not? It can't be matarit ba'achilo. But maybe, at the very least, it's moitzi midei me'ilo. L'may nafkimid, if somebody's going to eat this shirayim, the shirayim of the shirayim, right? The shirayim that you have left over, will he be over there? You're not allowed to eat it. That's for sure, you're not allowed to eat it. Because if the kmitza, the haktara wasn't matarit, then it's definitely off limits. You can't eat it. It's machalas asurois, but it doesn't mean that so is giving me'ilah. Is there an asham me'ilah? So you're subject to the laws. Me'ilah is a very big deal, right? Me'ilah is the one example of an aver b'shoigig where you bring a carbon asham. Ordinarily, you don't bring an asham for an aver b'shoigig. You bring a chatas for an aver b'shoigig. Usually, the ashamays come for averis b'mezid. Ramban speaks that in Parshas Vayikra at the very end. That why do you need two types of karbonos for chet, a chatos and an asham? And he says because asham is more chamor, it's just the word asham is miloshin shamem, and it suggests that the bala karbon needs much more kapara than the person that's bringing chatos. He says that's why the asham is always baal mezid, and the chatos is always baal shaygi, with one exception. Me'ilah. Me'ilah is very, very chum. That's the shayla. Is the me'ilah or is the not me'ilah? I know there's machalos asuris over here. What about me'ilah? So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a little Rabbi Shua, that holds that if all the shirayim were lost between the kmitza and the haktara, you can't be makta the koimitz, but if it was only chaser, it wasn't completely lost, you still have a shir, you still have a kezias, you still have something, that's enough to be makter, which means you're going to get kapara. But at the same time, that haktara, which ordinarily would have been makter the shirayim lachila, over here is not going to be makter the shirayim lachila. So I have a haktara that is mechaper, but it's not matl shrem lachila. What about if it was machsheves pigel? And I need the haktara now to be koveya the pigel. Could this haktara be koveya the pigel? What about with regards to those shrem? Not forget machsheves pigel. I want to know, if I eat it now, so okay, it's very, very bad. Macholas asura is 101. But at the same time, is there an isamila or is there not an isamila? I'm Rav Huna. I feel the Rabbi Kiva Dama Zrika Me'elis Liyotze. Even according to Rabbi Kiva that holds. That Zrika's Me'elis Liyotze. That Zrika worked to take Basa, which was Yotze, to be Moitze, Midei Me'ilo. Hani Mili Yotze, the Isabe'ene. That's only Yotze, which at the very least it's around. Upasa Machbas Davaracha. And it just has some other random external psal. Avach Sarin, the psal of the Gufa, but where something of the carbon itself is missing. Lomahani Le'aktaro. Over there, the Aktaro is not going to work. So Rav Huna said, then I'm going to tell you the halacha. The halacha is that the haktara does not work to be moitzi midei me'ila. And he said, not just that, I'm going to tell you even a bigger chiddush. Because the truth is that even though this exact shaila, with regards to the shirayim that were chasrim kmitza la'aktara, whether the haktara is moitzi midei me'ila, is not something that was discussed anywhere by the Tanan. But I have precedence. I have a pretty good sushtel to this shaila. And that is, as machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer, what happens if basar was yoitze? It was yoitze chutz l'chemes hazar. It now becomes possible yoitze. And then the kohen did the zrika. That basa that was yotze, which ordinarily al yidei the zrika would be yotza midei me'ila. Do you say that being that it's yotze, it's outside the chaymas ha'azara, so the zrika doesn't connect to it, and as a result, it's not yotza midei me'ila? Or no, it doesn't bother me that it's yotze. So said Rav Huna, that even according to Rabbi Akiva, who was the makel over there, who said that zrika could be moitze basa yotze midei me'ila, he only said it by yotze. Because at the very least, the basa is bad. Aval chasarin, but over here, where it's chaser, which he refers to Rav Huna does as a psula guf, lamahani le'aktar. Amalei Rava. Rava told Rav Huna, ader Rabba. I'll just the opposite. I feel the Rebbe Eliezer, dama ain't zrika me'elis le'yotze, even according to Rebbe Eliezer that held by yotze. That the zrika doesn't work to be moitze. Hani mili yotze de lesa bifnim. That's only yotze, which is not bifnim. Aval chasarin. But as it relates to chasarin, the isa bifnim, where the left over, the shirayim of the shirayim that you do have is at the very least within the chaymes ha'azara, mahani le'aktara, I think the aktara is going to work. Bottom line is machlaik is Rav Huna and Rav. Rav Huna said that the zrika is not going to be moitzim midem ilo. Rav said the zrika is going to be moitzim midem ilo. And Rav said that not only do I think the zrika is going to be moitzim midem ilo, I think that even Rabbi Eliezer that holds ein zrika mayalis liyotze, when it comes to chaser, over here the zrika is going to work. Oh my, Rav said, how do I know that? Now, why are we learning this now? Right? We just started a Geshmak and Mishnah about Pigel, and literally, right in the beginning of the Gemara, we digress. So why are we talking about this? It's because Rav's greiser Raya was from our Mishnah. The time we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody does kmitza, lecho shiray b'chutz, oy kizayis mishiray b'chutz. So what was the Lashon HaMishnah? And if you pay attention carefully, there's a very obvious diik between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah presented the basic laws of Pigel as it relates to a Mincha. Hakoymetz es amincha lechol sheirei abachot, lahakter kumtze abachot, lahakter levoynos abachot. Chutz lezmanoi, pigel b'chiyavon alf karetz, chutz amkoymetz pasul, ve'em by karetz. And then the Mishnah said, zeh haklal, this is the rule. It's not only true for koymetz, but whether you did kmitza, kabbalah, lachaktara, the dalar avoydas achshuveis as relates to mincha, chutz lezmanoi, pigel b'chiyavon alf karetz, chutz amkoymetz pasul, ve'em by karetz. Essentially, the Mishnah really repeated itself. It's a reisha and a seifa. The reisha mentioned the halacha only regarding kmitza, and then the sefer has a zehaklal, which is much more encompassing. It's a very neat rule that you could take with you throughout Masechtas Menachos. This is the rule, but the point is that zehaklal kolakoyim. It's the same exact halacha. Chutz asman epikav gavna of kars. Chutz amkoyim apostle vein mekars. Stating that, if you look carefully at the Mishnah, there's one diak. The reish of the Mishnah hakoyim etz amincha lechol shiareh bachutz oy kizayis. Mishareh abachotz. Lahakter kumtza abachotz, oy kizayis kumtza abachotz. Lahakter levoynos abachotz, right, well, there it actually doesn't say it. And then by the Sefer, it says, Zeh klal. Kol ha-koyim etz anoysim b'kli ha-moyil ha-makter lechol dov ha-shatakir lechol dov ha-shatakir lechol. Chutzum koy doesn't say anything about oy kizayis. It said oy kizayis in the Reisha. It didn't say oy kizayis in the Sefer. Okay, hold that thought for a second. Says Rava, I saw a braisa that Reb Chiya wrote that mirrored our Mishnah. V'toni Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya's Braisa, it said, HaKoymetzes HaMincha in the Reisha, he had a Reisha and a Seifa, and Reb Chiya's Reisha said, HaKoymetzes HaMincha V'loi Toni Yoykezayis, and it didn't mention Yoykezayis. So our Reisha says Yoykezayis, the Seifa doesn't say Yoykezayis, but the Reisha says Yoykezayis. Reb Chiya's Braisa Even in the ratio, it didn't say oikezayis. My time, avoy tani oikezayis. Why didn't Rav Chiya write oikezayis? You know what the reason Rava says is? Lav isn't the reason. Because Rav Chiya understood that when it said in the Mishnah oikezayis, oikezayis really is tarti b'mashma. Oikezayis could mean that you did an avoyda with the mincha and you had a mind to eat not all the shirayim chutzos mani chutzom koimai, only a kezayis of the shirayim chutzos mani chutzom koimai, meaning it's all here. And you had a mind only to eat a kezayis of it. That's one way to learn it. Another way to learn it would be where you did one of the avoydas and all there was a kezayis. And you had a mind to eat that kezayis. So the machshava is not to eat the kezayis of the shirayim. The machshava is the kezayis that's remaining of the shirayim. All I have is the kezayis. I have a mind to eat that kezayis, chutzim zmani, chutzim kami. And that's the way Rabbi Chiya understood the Mishnah. And he thought that that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush. That even if all there would be is a shirayim, meaning something was chaser, and you had a mind to eat that shirayim, chutzim zmani, chutzim kami, that would be enough. Now the truth is, there's long rashis over here, and really we can, this shtei drachim, we can go through this more like a mensch, or we can more do what we do. I think we're going to more do what we do. But the point is just that it's obvious that when we say that the machshava of oikezayis could be referring to a case where all there is a kezayis, it only means with regards to the achilas hashirayim. It can't mean with regards to the aktaras hakoimetz, because if you're doing kmitza and all there is a kezayis of the koimetz, it's going to be possible, because you need the entire koimetz to put on the mizbeach. That's for sure. So it can't mean that in the context of kmitza. Even in the context, this is important, even in the context of achilas hashirayim, if peshas the kmitza, all there is a kezayis of the shirayim, then it's fighting out of machshavas pigol, because it's like karva matik mitzvah, because the carbon's going to be pasul, because the whole shaila of chaser hashirayim is bein kmitza laktara. But the reisha, the mishnah that mentioned oikezayis, is talking about when you did it peshas the kmitza. It's a case that's bothering anybody, right? Rashi already addresses this obvious problem, but the reason Rav Chiya said what he said, because Rav Chiya was only going to put oikezayis, we'll just say the words, in the resha, if he was going to be able to write oikezayis in the seifa. And in the seifa, oikezayis was going to be a little bit misleading. So it's for that reason, Rav Chiya just knocked out oikezayis completely from the Mishnah. Okay, that makes sense. But either way, it says the Gemara, V'tani Rav Chiya Akumis, says I'm in Chavad Leitani oikezayis. My time alone, Tani oikezayis. Lav kegoyin, isn't it because Shechasru Shirayim v'kamalu oikezayis? Because Rav Chiya understood that the word oikezayis would be super misleading. Because it would mean two things. It would mean you had a mind to eat a kezayis of the Shirayim, or it would mean that all there was a kezayis of the Shirayim, and you had a mind to eat all that kezayis, chutzos mani chutzim kamei. V'kiv the matna kli behiluch v'aktaro loy masni le oikezayis ashirayim v'kemitza nami lechol shirayim loy tani oikezayis. So therefore, he just deleted the whole oikezayis because he felt that it wasn't going to be possible to have oikezayis in every single variable in the Mishnah. Because, for example, in the ratio of the Mishnah, when you're doing kemitza, you can't say that a kmitza with a machshava chutzos mani, where all you have is a kezayis of the koimetz or a kezayis of the shirayim, is going to make the carbon pigle. Because if all you have is a kezayis b'shas kmitza, whether it's a kezayis of the koimetz or a kezayis of the shirayim, the carbon's anyways possible. So he didn't write it in the seifa either for the case where it would be shayach. For example, you did the halacha and there was only a kezayis of the shirayim left over, and you had a mind to eat that shirayim chutzos mani. Even though technically that would be a good case of pigle, but you can't use the oy kezayis throughout the Mishnah, and that's where Rav Chiya just left out oy kezayis. But what's the bottom line? The bottom line is, the way Rav Chiya understood the Mishnah's oy kezayis, this is what we need. The way Rav Chiya understood the Mishnah's oy kezayis, the way Rava understands Rav Chiya now, we'll see Rava's going to change his mind in a minute, Hadar on my Rava, as Rava does throughout Chas. But for right now, the way Rava understands Rav Chiya is that Rav Chiya's learning that if somebody would do one of the avodas of the mincha, not the kmitza, he would do the kabbalah halacha or the haktara at a time where there was only a kezayis of the shirayim, and would have in mind to eat it chutz lizmanoi. The halacha is it would be a machshavas pigal. Not just that, you'd be chayiv kares. Aye, the shirayim is chaser. And even though Rabbi Yochanan holds, he could be makta the shirayim. But one second, does that mean it's also b'achila? So if it's also b'achila, maybe it's not meitzim midei mila, and maybe it can't be kaveh pigol. And v'as state in the Mishnah, v'ktoni seif a pigol v'chayav an olav kares. Alma manul aktaras. You see, the aktara works that it should be karva matik mitzvasai. If it works that it should be karva matik mitzvasai, it's also going to work that it should be meitzim midei mila. Amal habaya. Zabaya told Rava, loy. I know you have a very nice dik in Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya took out the word Oikazayas. And you're saying a super duper shtickle Torah that the reason Rav Chiya took out the word Oikazayas is because Oikazayas doesn't just mean a Kazayas of the Shirayim. It means that even if there only is a Kazayas, still the halach is if you have a mind to be makdur chutzas mani, it's going to be pigle. Your kash is, if there's only a Kazayas, that means it was chaser. So you see that it's karvamatim mekinitz vasai. So you see that the haktar, even though it can't be matur the Shirayim bachilo, it could be kaveyat pigle, which means it should be moitzim edem yil as well. I think no. There is that, it's not true. When it says in the Mishnah Kazayas, it means Kazayas of the Shirayim. It doesn't mean all the Rizzes Kazayas. If that's the case, so why did Rav Chiya take out Kazayas? If Kazayas means two things, and then there's a Cheshbin, Ayin Rashi, why Rav Chiya didn't want to go with that? But if Kazayas just means what you think it means, you had a mind to either eat all the Shirayim Chutzas Mani, or Kazayas of all the Shirayim, but all the Shirayim is here. It was never Chas. We're not discussing a case where it was Chas. So why did Rav Chiya leave it out? He left it out for this reason. Hamani Rebbe Lazi, the time we learned the Perek HaShaykh Vamayi, Lakim is Vala Vayna, Vakhtayrus, Minchas Kehanam, Minchas Koy Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim. Any one of the aforementioned Shaykh of Miachas Mem Kazayas Bachutz Chayat. If you're Makriv a Kazayas of it Bachutz Chayat, the context is Perek HaShaykh Vamayi. If somebody Shachs Kachem Bachutz, he's Chayat. If somebody's Makter, Maila Kachem Bachutz, he's Chayat as well. How much a Kazayas? Rebbe Lazi Poyt there. Remember, there's a shayla in the Gersa. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Liaz, the Gemara goes back and forth in the Gersa's. Rebbe Lazar, Poitash, Yakrib, Eskulai. Rebbe Lazar says, no, you have to be makter the entire koimetz. V'kivan, the Bakhtaris, Kimitzolei, Masnile, Oikizayas, Mikumtsa, Bachot, Bishirayim, Namile, Masnile, Oikizayas. So Rebbe Chiya held that there's no reason that this Mishnah shouldn't shtim with Rebbe Lazar. And Rebbe Lazar holds that the only time you chayef for a real chutzlim koimai, the only time you chayev for halas chutz is if you do all of it, not only your kazayas. If that's the case, so too in the olam hamachshava of chutzlam kaimai, you would have to be mechashav alibi the Rebbe Lazar to be makter all of it chutzlam kaimai, not just the kazayas. That's why he left it out. He left it out because he knew in haktara, according to Rebbe Lazar, if you're mechashav to be makter a kazayas chutzlam kaimai, that's not going to be a chutzlam kaimai. Because Rebbe Lazar holds the only time you chayev for chutz is if you makter everything. And if the only time you chayev b'chutz for physically being makter b'chutz is if you makter everything. So too, in the world of machshava, the only time you're going to be chayev is if you mechashev to do everything as well. And even though that Rebbe Lazar only relates to Akhtara, it doesn't relate to Achila Shirayim. And our mission is discussing Achila Shirayim as well. But that's this Gemara. That Kiman the Bakhtara is Kmitzole Masnile Oikazayas Mikumtsa Bechotz, Beshirayim Namile Masnile Oikazayas. But the Gemara says, Rebbe Lazar, if it's Rebbe Lazar, I have a problem. Because Hai Lahakter Kumtsa, Lahakter Kumtsa, the Mishnah is mashma, at the very least, if you have a mind to be makter the koimetz, all the koimetz, chilsens manoi, that would be, even in Rav Chiya's braisa, if you have a mind to be makter all the koimetz, that would be enough. What's the problem? Rabbi Loza holds you have to be makter the koimetz and the levoin in order to be chayv chutz. I'm going to the Mishnah. Koimetz v'alavoin is shekiv esachem en b'chutz chayv Rabbi Loza poitat sheyakiv eshneyem. According to Rabbi Loza, you have to do both. So Mishnah can't be Rabbi Loza. Because if the reason Rabbi Chiya took out the word oikazayas is because he wants the Mishnah to stem with Rabbi Loza, you have to add a piece. There's another very important Rabbi Loza. Because he's telling me that the machshav of chutzim koimai has to conform with the halachas of ashoichet v'amayla. If that's the case, and ashoichet not only do you have to be makter all the koimetz, but you have to makter the levain as well. The koimetz and the levain together, we'll see sugyas later, were each considered chatzi maters, they come together. So you need the whole koimetz and the whole levain. So Rav Chiya should say, when he's describing his pigle of chutzim koimai, you had a mind to be makter the koimetz and the levain. He didn't say that, but the Gemara says, Abaya said that's not a raya. Because like this, koimetz and minchas chayte. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about a minchas chayte that doesn't have levain. Why not? Because the chayte didn't act like levoina, the imoyis al levoina, right? Rashi by the minchas kanois, the ichbal tano lashminim koimetz the minchas chayte. Rashi says ichbal means the itrach. Well, the tano be matriach to tell me halach is about minchas chayte. Easiest answer. V'chein ki aser avdimi am Rabbi Lazar koimetz the minchas chaytehu v'Rabbi Lazi. The reason Rabbi Chiya took out the word kezayis because he wanted it to shtim with Rabbi Lazar. I according to Rabbi Lazar, the only time you have pigol is if you chashiv to be makter koimetz on levoina, not by minchas chayte. Mechasei doesn't have levain or mechas kanois for the same price. There is no levain. Being that there's no levain, even according to Rabbi Lazar, this is the way it's going to be. Bottom line is, we had a machlokes Rav Huna and Rava with regards to a mincha shechasa shirayim ben kmitza laktara alibid Rabbi Yochanan alibid Rabbi Yeshua that says you can be makter the koimetz, but at the same time the shirayim are going to be also b'achila. Is the shirayim going to be something that's subject to the laws of Me'ilah, or will it not be subject to the laws of the Me'ilah? What does it do with our sugya? Because another nafkamina would be, if there was a machsheves pigel, would that haktara be a haktara's pigel? It's now pigel? Or would it not be a haktara's pigel? Rav Huna said that the answer is no, And Rava said the answer is yes. And Rava said a chiddush. Afilu the Rabbi Eliezer Dama ain zrika meilas liyotze. Even according to Rava, that holds that zrika can't be meitze midei meila basu that was yotze. He only said it with regards to yotze, but he never said it with regards to shirayim. Says the Gemara. Hador amar Rava. Rava again, as he very often does in Shas, was chayzer. He said lav milsehi da amri. I disagree. I really made a mistake. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. The Tanya. We learned in a brisa in the context of the lechem apon kodesh hakadoshim hu. We learn now from the word hu kodesh hakadoshim hu shem nifras achas mehen chaloise kulam sulas. If one of the chalos of the lechem aponim break, we had saw a little bit of this earlier in the mesachta. If one of the chalos break, all kulam sulas, they're all pasul. Ha yatzis, and it's mashma kodesh kadoshim hu. It's only true by the lechem aponim. By the lechem aponim, it's a chiddush that if something happens to one of the breads, somehow all the breads are connected, and it impacts all the breads. But as it relates to other psulim, you don't have this halacha. Hayatzis, so for example, if one of the breads would be yotze, hani de'ika gavoyik sheiros, it's the ones that are inside would be kosher, it's only the one that's outside that's going to be pasul. Which means that when the kohen is going to do the equivalent there of the zrika with the lechem upon it, which is being makta the shnei bezicha levayna, what's going to happen is, even though one of the breads was yotze, the other breads are going to be kosher. Again, Rava had a braisa. A braisa said a chiddush regarding the lechem upon it, that if one of the breads of the lechem upon it break, so one of them is chaser, right? One of them broke, the halacha is all of them become impacted. They're all gone. That there's a problem. It's a chesaron now in all the breads, not just the one that broke, all the breads. And he had a diik that it's only true if one of them was nifras. But let's say something else happened to one of the breads. For example, one of them was yoytze. So then the halacha is the one that was yoytze is problematic. The ones that are inside are going to be kshir. Essentially, this tana holds as rikas meilas liyotze. Now, who's the tana that holds rikas meilas liyotze? Rabbi Akiva. It's the tana Rabbi Akiva. Vika Amar. And what did Rabbi Akiva say? What does this price to say? Nifras aloi, that if one of them broke, all of them are going to be problematic. So what do you see from here? You see that even though zrika is mayeles liyotze, it's not mayeles lechaser. It's mayeles liyotze, that's the diuk, the inference of the price. But as it relates to the emek riyotze midei pshutay of the price, so once it's chaser, nifras means chaser in this context. So once it's chaser, you see that this zrika, the haktar of the shnei bezicha levayna, don't work. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya said. So again, what is Rava saying? That I see I was wrong. That not only doesn't the zrika work according to Rabbi Eliezer, but even according to Rabbi Akiva, like Rav Huna said. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, the whole zrika is mayels liyotze. It's still not going to work over here. But Abaya said, miktani hayotzes. Where do you see that? The price had never said anything about psul yotze. Thus, you have no right that the price is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Dilma, maybe the price is really not Rabbi Akiva. I have a diak. It's mashma. Only if it was nifras, one of the breads, does it impact all the breads. But if one of the breads was yotze, you don't have that halacha. Dilma, hanitmas, hanach ksheres. Maybe it's true for tumah. That if one of them became tame, there the halachas, the other ones don't become tame. That doesn't impact all the other ones. And there's a svara to say that there'd be a kula between in tumah over chaser. The reason is my time at the Meratzitz, because you find a tremendous kula as it relates to, you find a tremendous kula as it relates to Toma, that tzitz always had a koyach to be meratza, right? There's certain parts of a carbon, if it became tame, can gadol, according to some, if he's wearing the tzitz, according to others, even if he's not wearing the tzitz, oydal mitzcha, ein oydal mitzcha. But the point is that the kohen gadol, by wearing the tzitz, had an ability to be meratza of certain things. So, there's a halacha that even though one of them became tamei, one of the breads, it doesn't impact all the other breads. But as it relates to yotze, ava yotze slay, maybe yotze slay. And the truth is, Rabbi Eliezer, maybe really the brisa then is going according to Rabbi Eliezer, dama ein zrika meyeles liyotze. Ubedinu di bayle the misnei yami yotze. And therefore, the brisa didn't have to just say if it was chasa one of the breads, then the zrika is not meyeles. But even if it was yotze one of the breads, the zrika wouldn't be meyeles. I did tani nifrasa. Why then did the brisa say nifrasa? How come ashmon da filu nifrasa the isa bifnim like even nifrasa, which is bifnim, even there it's like mahani leaktar. Avul Rabbi Akiva, but it could be according to Rabbi Akiva the Amar. Zrika meyels liyotze. That zrika is meyels liyotze. Fill the chasari not mahani leaktar. It could be it would work even for haktar as well. Either way, Rava thought to be chayzer from his whole shtickle taira, based on a diak and a brisa. And the Gemara says the diak and the brisa is not such a diak. So regardless, we have a shaila over here, a very lomdish Gemara, as you can tell, a shaila with regards to the shirayim that were chaser ben kmitza lahaktara. Even according to the Man Nama that says that the Haktara works, but it's not Mata the Shiraim Lachilo, does that mean it's not a Haktara at all, Klapi the Shiraim? What about as it relates to a Chi of Chorus? if it was pigul on the shirayim? Or what about if it relates to meila? Will there be meila or not? Machlekes Rav Huna and Rava, they were toiling in the machlekes Rav Kiva and Rav Eliezer, whether meila is meelis liyotze or zrika is not meelis liyotze lohitziyoy midei meila. Rava had a very ambiguous raya from Rav Chia's girsa in our Mishnah. Then Rav was chayzer again from a very ambiguous diak in the parasha of Lechem Aponim. Regardless, touches on a lot of lamdas shesugyas. I think we're going to save some of the raid maybe for tomorrow. So, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll speak out some nice, light, geshmak raid as it relates to Pigel. But we will stop here.